Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, it's a marvelous Monday today, April 19, 2010, and this is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I want to welcome everyone who is on the call today. We've got some great information, as always, to share with you. Our lineup for today includes, of course, we'll give you some information on what's going on at Women About Biz, and we'll talk a little bit about our question of the week and give an answer for that, as well as continue with our topic for this entire month, which is Spring into Action. We're going to go over some of the things that were recommended on last week for you to take action with, and I'm hoping that those who are on the call today were hopefully on the call last Monday, and you'll be able to share some of the things that you have done to put your goals into action for yourself. It's all about action. As a matter of fact, as you know, success cannot come without you putting something into action. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So we have quite a bit to cover today. At this time, I want to just again encourage all of you who have not gone on to womenaboutbiz.com and registered for your free basic membership to please do so. You know, we have so much information available for you at Women About Biz, from incredible how-to articles and just tons of information that you'll be able to take, abstract, and put to use in your business today. So I definitely want to encourage you to do that. You simply just go to womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz.com, and you basically click on membership and then click join, and you can fill out the information, and it takes you less than 2 or 3 minutes to do so. We definitely want you also to connect through our social network on Women About Biz. And for those of you that don't know it, Women About Biz has a really nice social network. If you click on community in the top menu bar, you can see the actual community and what's going on. And, of course, throughout most of our pages on our website, on the right-hand column, you can see the various women that are joining Women About Biz in an up-to-date fashion. So if you are a basic member and you see the pictures of those women on the right-hand side, you are able to connect with those individuals simply by logging in and then clicking on their picture. It'll tell you a little bit about them, and then you can connect and develop a one-on-one relationship. And, of course, that's what it's all about for women who are seeking success, women who are in business. We are able to connect with each other. Now, I always ask for a blessing from our listening audience, and as always, I'm asking that you either text your friends and associates and let them know to hop on to the Successful Woman Radio Show, or email them. Tell them to give a call to 347-637-2589. Again, that's area code 347-637-2589. Here at Successful Woman Radio, we are having callers from everywhere. I have even received some wonderful messages from people from South Africa who have called in through Skype, individuals who have stayed up late at night to hear it based on their time zone. So I'm just really grateful for how we are outreaching to so many women out there. And, of course, I've always known that women are interested in being successful. Women are interested in caring about their lifestyle, living a more joyful and abundant life. And isn't it about time that we talk about this on a more frequent basis? We all need to hear wonderful tips and resources that we can put to use in our lives to make things better for ourselves. And we all need to be constantly striving for success, because at the end of the day, you want to feel accomplished. You want to know that you've done something that you can be proud of in your life. Of course, many of us are moms. We are teachers. We do a lot of different things in life. But what I have discovered with women, because I am one, of course, what I have discovered is that we are good at a lot of things. But it's not always those lot of things that we are doing that we really want to accomplish in life. And so it's just so important for us to narrow down and focus what we would like to experience overall so that we can make sure that everything that we put into action is somehow going to contribute to our overall goal, our overall vision, which is very, very important. We have some great upcoming teleclasses, two individual classes that I'd like to talk to you about. Because so many people have emailed us and talked a little bit about, you know, when are you going to do time management or what have you, we are going to put together a time management teleseminar. I am not able to give you the date as of now, but we are going to do a time management 101 teleseminar. In addition to that, we do have coming up on Thursday the 22nd, our book club, Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. Wonderful book. I've talked a lot about it on the show this month, and I'll be sharing with you during our inspiration time. I will be sharing with you some information from that very book. But I do want to encourage you that reading is essential for success, and that's, of course, what this show is all about, Successful Woman Radio. We want to give you the tools. We want to tell you what other people are doing to be successful. And, of course, reading is one of the key components that you cannot do without if you plan on being successful. And I'm not talking about reading a fiction book, but I'm talking about reading a book that can enhance your life, whether it's a business book, a personal development book, or a spiritual book that can enhance your life, you need to be reading. You need to give up a large portion of television that you watch, if you watch it, and you need to convert that to reading a book that you can put to use in your life. I have given up so much television. I still watch television, but I am more selective of how I watch television, which is very, very important. So if you haven't already, go to womenaboutbiz.com, right on the front webpage. Scroll down a little bit in the middle, and you'll be able to connect with the book club and get yourself signed up. Letting Go of Your Bananas can be purchased for as little as $4 on Amazon.com. It's a unique small book, but chocked full of information that's all for you. So, again, coming up on this Thursday, the 22nd, we'll be having a tele-discussion on letting go of your bananas, and I truly want to encourage you to definitely sign up for the book club, call in on this Thursday. We're going to have a great conversation. And I also want to encourage you that once you sign up and receive an email, that you forward that email to other women that you feel might be able to enhance their life with such a book as well. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to me, Trina Newby, your success coach, and you have tuned in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Make sure you text your friends and associates, you email them, and tell them to call area code 347-637-2589. Again, that number is area code 347-637-2589. We have a question of the week, and I want to go ahead and go to that. It's from Phyllis in New York, New York. Phyllis, you said that you would be on the call. You said, "Dear Coach Trina, it seems that you are all about personal development, and I have heard the term personal development being used more frequently this past year than any other time. Maybe it's because I am ready to do some type of development on my own self. Could you talk a little bit about what personal development is?" So, Phyllis, first of all, bravo. I definitely can talk about personal development and what it is and why it is absolutely so important. You know, as a matter of fact, I do want to let everyone know that I wrote a really great article, Daily Personal Development is Key to Your Success, on Women About Biz, and I actually pulled that article up to kind of go over a few things for Phyllis and, of course, for all of our listeners. But you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, look on your left-hand side under our channels, and click on personal development, and you can locate that article and print that out if you need to. Phyllis, first of all, I want to let you know that personal development in and of itself is a system of identifying your skill sets in life that need to be enhanced or completely developed, okay? It's all about having a desire to be the best that you can be and taking that desire and putting it into action by seeking, you know, education, mentors, resources, and tools that are going to help you build a satisfied and rewarding life. And so, therefore, we cannot do without personal development. It is absolutely the number one essential key to being successful. As a matter of fact, I can say that if you're not successful at something that you've been trying to accomplish, it's more than likely because of some area in your life, personal development-wise. So some of the key areas of personal development that women tend to need, and for those of you who have a pen and paper, remember that you can also go on Women About Biz and look at the personal development section, and this article, developing, you know, from personal development is a key to your success. It is on the personal development channel, okay? So I was just talking about with Phyllis personal development, and we have Phyllis from New York who asked the question, you know, what is personal development? So here are some of the areas that women tend to need work on: communications, you know, how to speak in front of a group or a crowd, how to relay information in a clear and concise manner to individuals, health and nutrition. I think that if women really understood health and nutrition more from an educational standpoint, that they would not gain as much weight, they would be more healthier, they would exercise more, because it's all about knowledge. Once you have the knowledge of something and you don't act on it, that's just sheer laziness, okay? But once you have the knowledge and you act on it, you are empowering yourself. Another thing that women tend to need work on is procrastination. We are big procrastinators a lot of the times. Debt management. We definitely need help on debt management and impulse buying, implementing, how to actually implement a goal or an action once you have written it down or purpose to do something. Reading is very, very important. Developing a vision, I can't talk enough about that. You all know that vision must be discovered before you can move forward in your life. Losing weight, self-confidence, exercise, moving past fear. That's another thing that as women we need to really work on. You know, for somebody to say that they don't have fear, it's absolutely not true. Fear is one of those things that's created by our own, sometimes our own inadequacies, as well as self-negative talk, and also just having the fear of moving towards something new. So we all deal with fear, but moving past fear is actually a skill that you can have, okay? Speaking, again, focusing, networking, that's another skill that we greatly need because, of course, networking is more than passing out a business card. We need to work on our spiritual lives. That is a skill, commitment to our spiritual lives, and truly learning how to connect and become one with God. Follow-up skills, we've talked about that before. Many of you attended our great teleclass, The Power of Follow-Up, which we'll be doing again soon. Organizing, who couldn't use personal development skills in organizing? We all can. As a matter of fact, many of you might be laughing right now when I say that you've got a bunch of paper falling off of your desk or you've got business cards that you haven't databased in weeks or months. You know it's true. Time management, that's another big thing. And, of course, I announced earlier that we are planning a time management teleclass. Goal setting is another thing, and writing. Writing is so essential because as we begin to grow as businesswomen and in our careers and we want to be successful, you cannot do without knowing how to write properly from a business perspective, which is very, very important. So Phyllis and all of those who are listening, you can truly see that personal development is very, very important for your life. Developing yourself personally, however, does require It requires a total commitment and buy-in that you will evaluate your innermost feelings and be honest with yourself about areas you need to improve in. Now, I'm going to ask all of those who have joined us on the call that if you would like to participate or ask a question about anything about personal development or putting things into action that we'll be discussing today, I'm going to ask you to press the number 1 on your phone keypad, and that will automatically allow you to make a comment or to ask a question. So I would ask you to bless us today with your presence live online as you press 1 on the keypad to share with us anything you would like to talk about in reference to putting your goals into action, or if you have any questions about what we are talking about now. Again, we had a question from Phyllis who noticed that we talked a lot about personal development. She had been hearing a lot about personal development over this past year and wanted to know exactly what all did that entail. And so that is what we are talking about right now. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Back to daily personal development. Again, it is very, very important. I just gave a lot of ideas about various types of personal development that women in particular needed to concentrate and focus on. So I was discussing the fact that personal development can be challenging, and oftentimes, again, we don't want to visit the deep places that might hold our fears, pain, and stress, or even sometimes we don't want to visit the place that holds all of our dreams and goals that we haven't accomplished. But if you, all of my sisters who are on the call today, if you want to see positive changes that will lead you to have a more fulfilled personal and business life, you must embrace looking deep inside yourself and identifying areas that need improvement or changing. Now, Phyllis, I want to let you and the listeners know something today as well. You know, on Successful Woman Radio, we talk a lot about personal development, and I'm always mentioning vision, and I'm always asking you to step outside of the box and make some changes for your life. And that's, of course, what this show is all about. Why do I do that? Well, as a business consultant for more than 20 years, what I have noticed is as women, we need constant nudges. We need constant reminders. And we need somebody who's really just going to shoot straight from the hip and tell the truth and tell us what we need to do. And I have, guess what? I have nominated myself, and that's why I created the Successful Woman Radio Show, because it's all about being real with yourself. If you're not going to be real with yourself, then you're just not going to see the level of success that you would like. And I just want to give you all a scenario right now. You know, I want you to imagine that you are a much older woman, maybe in your late 60s or early 70s. And I want you to imagine that you are sitting in a rocking chair. And I want you to imagine two different types of feelings right now. The first feeling that you're going to imagine is you're sitting in a rocking chair, except for you never did put to action the very things that you wanted to accomplish in life. How are you feeling sitting in that rocking chair? What are you saying to yourself? Okay? The second feeling I want you to imagine is that you are sitting in that rocking chair, but this time not only are you sitting in that rocking chair, but you're by a beautiful sunny window and you're living in a very serene environment in your retirement. You have great friends, but you're just sitting there thinking about all the wonderful things that you were able to accomplish and how pleased you are with yourself and with life because you lived your life to the fullest. You put things into action as you thought about them. And you're proud of yourself regardless of whether you were able to accomplish all of your goals. You put them into action, and you're proud of yourself for that. And for that, you can rest easy and say, well done, my friend. I want you to think about those two scenarios because, you see, at the end of the day, for all of us in this world, it is all about the experience that we want to have at the end of the day. the bottom line experience. And I'm wanting to let you all on the call and on the radio show today, I want you to understand that I need you to take personal development seriously. I need you to realize that if you don't start putting the things that you want to accomplish in your life into action, you're going to be the old woman in the rocking chair with scenario one, and that is in the mode of, I could have did that. I should have did that. But now you're feeling like it's too late because you've gotten older. There are some ailments you have. You aren't able to get up and move swiftly as you used to, and you're unhappy with yourself. I don't want you to experience that. Think about all of the women out there right now who are experiencing that, and there are millions. We don't want to be that because we have examples in our 21st century today that lets us know that we no longer have to put up with a lot of things that our four women have had to do in the past. We can make things happen for ourselves. We can put things into action for ourselves. There is no excuse. The only excuse there is the excuse that you aren't taking advantage of life, and that particular excuse will run you into the ground, and that's a promise. So as you guys can hear, I'm very passionate about personal development. Phyllis, I hope I have answered your question and given you an idea of what personal development is. Now, I want to go one step deeper and just say to everybody, there are 10 ways to get started with your own personal development system. 10 ways. And so I am going to tie these ways into putting things into action for yourself today, okay? And Phyllis, thank you so much again for writing in your question. Of course, we have so many different things on the Women About Biz website. When you send us your questions, I can always go to the website and pull something off that we have already addressed and just be able to share it with you, not only live on the show, but also share it with you as a resource by referring you right back to womenaboutbiz.com and going to our personal development channel. So if you have not gone there, make sure that you take a look at that. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We just finished talking about personal development, what it is and the importance of it, and now we're getting ready to tie in personal development, 10 things you need to do to build your personal development, and we're getting ready to tie that into springing into action. Last week, we talked about springing into action, and we talked about 5 things that you needed to do to spring yourself into action. And I asked everybody a question, and I want to ask that question again today. What is the one thing that you can do this week and that you can commit to this week to put into action? What is it that you can do? I want to encourage you to press the number 1 on your keypad and share with me right now, live on Successful Woman Radio, 1 thing that you can do this week to put into action that will get it going. It doesn't have to be completed this week, but you can put it into action this week. If you can make that commitment, if you can make a commitment to put 1 thing into action, please, at this time, right now, press 1 on your keypad, which will raise your hand, and I'll be able to pull you into the call and let people hear your testimony of what you plan on committing to putting into action this week. We talked so much about spring into action this month, and I wanted to keep it all for this month. Spring is here. It's beautiful outside. It makes us want to go outside actually and play and do things that we normally don't do during the winter season. However, it's also time to spring into action with things that are personal in our lives. So it's very, very important that you, as a woman who is looking to seek success, that you put things into action. We actually have a caller, and I'm going to unmute the phone. And caller whose number is ending in 1099, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Cynthia Jones calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Cynthia, hello.
Hi, Ms. Trina. How are you doing?
I'm doing so fine. And, Cynthia, what is your commitment this week? What is the one thing that you can put into action?
To go back out and start back looking for salons.
Okay. Okay.
Before I actually had been trying to open up international hair salon, and I had stopped and kind of put things off, and this week I just decided that, and especially listening to you, that I'm going to really get back out here and do what it is I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, wonderful. That makes me very, very, very happy to hear that, and I'm sure you and I'll be talking offline, but it is important that you put things into action. You know, as a matter of fact, it's what's going to help you feel accomplished in life. It's just continually moving forward and moving into action. So, Cynthia, bravo, and thank you for sharing with us what your commitment is going to be this week. Stay tuned because you're going to receive 5 ways to make it happen this week, okay? Thanks
for
calling.
I will do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Cynthia, and Cynthia says that she's getting ready to put into action this week, going back out and getting started on starting her international hair salon. Bravo for Cynthia. I am asking again anyone else who is ready to make a commitment to put things into action this week. Again, you don't have to accomplish it all this week, but I want you to put it into action. I want you to make a commitment that you are going to put it into action. So last week, I gave 5 ways to make it happen. I'm going to briefly go over those, and then I'm also going to tell you 10 ways to develop yourself personally so that together you will be able to start seeing some wonderful benefits from it, okay? So for those of you that were not on the call last week, here are the 5 ways to make it happen, to put things into action for yourself. I encouraged you to get a spiral-bound notebook that you'll use as your action journal for the week. In it, write down the one thing that you would like to see yourself accomplish. Number 2, I asked you on a separate sheet in your journal to make 2 columns. The first column, you'll list what has been holding you back from putting your goal into action. And in the second column, you'll list the tasks that you need to implement in order to overcome the challenge of getting it done. Okay? Number 3, take each of the items that you listed and place them in a time slot in your planner. Very, very important. And I encourage you to make sure you triple pad the time you think you'll need, okay? If you don't have one, a time management planner, again, there's no excuse for that either. Go get one. Get one today at your local office store. Number 4, make a commitment not to let anything get in the way of you taking action on those tasks. If you can't do it alone, then make sure you identify someone that can help you. And number 5, each morning, take a look at the task you must perform for the day. And I want you to ask yourself the question, if I don't get this done, what would I feel like? How will I feel? And how can this impact or enhance my life by not doing it? Now, you might not be able, again, to accomplish this particular goal in this week alone, but guess what? You will have sprung into action with it. Bravo. And that's the whole purpose of our theme this month. Springing into action is very, very important. Very, very important. So I want you to commit this week. If you didn't get it started last week, I want you to commit to yourself this week. What is one thing that you've been saying that you're going to get done that you have not, and you are willing to make a commitment to me live today that you're going to get it done? If you're ready to make that commitment, and we have quite a few callers, if you're ready to make that commitment, please press 1 on your keypad. I will see your virtual hand go up online, and we'll be able to unmute you and let you declare your commitment for putting something into action this week. Won't you press 1 on your keyboard and let us hear from you today? Wonderful. We have another caller. Caller whose number is ending in 5037. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Trina. This is Carmen. How are you?
Hey, Carmen. Thank you for calling into the show today.
No problem.
And, Carmen, what is your declaration today?
I'm declaring that I am going to reorganize my board of contacts and my networks so that I can network better. So I need to write everything down and reorganize all of my contacts that I've made because it's going to help my business greatly. I have a lot of unturned stones that could be taken care of if I just organize. So I'm going to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, Carmen, do you use Gmail, right? I think
I do.
Okay, wonderful. Then what I would recommend to you, you know, Gmail is a wonderful tool. Gmail, Google Calendar, and Gmail contacts, all of it works synergistically together. So you can keep up with all of those contacts in your Gmail. And then, again, Carmen, thank you for calling. I know we both share the Google phone together. So
yes,
this will allow you to really make the most use out of your Google phone.
Okay,
so
thank you very much.
Definitely. And I'm not going to say good luck. I'm going to say congratulations. We're going to claim that you've already done it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling into the show, Carmen.
Thank you.
And you've just heard from Carmen, and Carmen has stated she's declared that she's going to reorganize all of her contacts. Now, I know that some of you who are on the show today are actually you probably have business cards in your purse. You probably have business cards in your briefcase. You've probably got business cards all over the place, stuff written all in notebooks and paper of people that you've met that you wanted to follow up with. So bravo to Carmen. She's going to reorganize her contacts. Maybe you can do the same thing this week, or perhaps there's something else that you need to work on that you have been trying to do and you have not did it as of yet. So please, if you have an item or something that you have been trying to do or something that you have been thinking about accomplishing but you haven't put it into action, why don't you declare what it is today on the show by pressing 1 on your phone keypad. That will allow me to see your virtual hand, and then we can pull you in live, and we can allow you to share your testimonial of what you are going to put into action. Again, putting these things into action is going to make you feel accomplished, and it's going to empower you and help you to feel, okay, help you to feel accomplished. And there is nothing like feeling successful. There is nothing like feeling accomplished. While we're waiting on more people to declare their goals and how they're going to put things into action, I do want to go ahead and go back to the subject of personal development, and I do want to give you 10 ways to get started with your own personal development system. Again, this is going to help you and enable you to put things into action. Again, I know there are a lot of you taking notes, but I have already told you that there is a wonderful article that I am using as a resource that I wrote a while back called Daily Personal Development is Your Key to Success. And if you go on Women About Biz, look over to the left-hand side under WAB Channels and click on Personal Development, you'll be able to locate the article and print it off for yourself, okay? So we're going to go ahead from that article and share 10 ways to get started with your very own personal development system. Number one, set at least 30 minutes to 1 hour in your schedule each day for personal development. I mean, you can't have a personal development system if you're not ready to commit some time to it. So you definitely need to set at least 30 minutes to 1 hour in your schedule. And if there's anybody on the show today who's listening who has already put this advice that I've given a few times before into action by setting aside an hour or 30 minutes for personal development time, if you can raise your hand by pressing 1 and share with me the positive results you're having as a result of setting aside some time to work on yourself personally, I really would appreciate that. Because, again, it's all about putting things into action, and certainly setting at least 30 minutes aside for personal development is an action task that is worth its weight in gold. Number two, okay, we talked about a journal, an action journal. So having a journal overall is very important because it allows you to go back and measure your growth and to see where you've made improvements at in life. And it also can identify to you areas that you seem to be revisiting over and over again that you need to nip in the bud, okay? Number three, complete a personal development worksheet located in the members download area. Now, we have, for those of you who are premium members, you'll be able to get this worksheet, and you'll be able to download it. Schedule time to complete each action that is needed. You know, I mentioned this before, and we talked about it as one of the 5 steps in springing into action is that when you have tasks, you need to list those tasks and place them in your time management planner. Just having a sheet with a running task list is not going to work. It's just not going to work. You need to literally have those things in your planner, and that's what's very, very important. If you aren't putting your task into your planner, I can guarantee you that a lot of your tasks are not being accomplished. Again, having a running to-do list is dangerous. If you're not going to take the items from that list and place in a time management schedule. And I just want to say, I learned this about time management and getting things done, and I don't always put it into practice, but even myself lately, I have had to really have a nice little talk with myself, and I've had to get on myself about not doing things in a timely manner. And all of us get out of whack from time to time, and a lot of times it's because of procrastination or we have not been practicing the system that we've put in place. But one of the things I can say about time management is this. There is no such thing as time management, but there is such thing as managing yourself and making a commitment to properly do things. If you don't, you can buy all the time management books in the world, and it will not help you, okay? So put those tasks, those things that you need to get done from a personal development standpoint, put them in a time management planner in a time slot so that they can be taken care of, okay? The next thing is, number five, take notice as to whether you see improvement or not once you start putting things into action. Number six, consider working with a life or a business coach or a one-on-one or group session for resources, support, and encouragement. I certainly have a life coach. I have somebody that helps hold me accountable. I use them mostly when I have something that I really want to get done and it seems that it's overwhelming for me and then I might need to back up and work with a coach. Then I do that. Number eight, search for seminars. Okay, in-person or teleclasses and workshops that you can take. For those of you that are on the call today, take note. I'm going to try my very best to schedule the time management one-on-one workshop, hopefully next week. So I'll be announcing it via email. Number nine, consider making larger commitments to improving yourself, such as going back to school or a three-month or a six-month certification or programs or entrepreneur training programs that you would like to take. Consider making a larger commitment such as those. Number 10, place no limits on your dreams and goals. And I'm going to slow it down right here and repeat that. Place no limits on your dreams and goals and make sure that you let no one else place limits on you either. Keep yourself surrounded by positive and encouraging people and you will experience positive things. You see, my sisters, all of you who are on the call today, experiencing a joyful life and a successful business is what every businesswoman wants. So what you need to understand is that it's all about springing into action. It's all about putting things into action. Now, I know we have quite a few callers and listeners on the show today. However, we only have a few people who are actually raising their hand to declare and to share what they are going to put into action. What does that mean? Does that mean you don't have anything that you need to work on? Does it mean that you don't want to talk and declare out loud for fear that you may not be able to accomplish it? I challenge you right now to press 1 on your keypad and to share with me, Trina Newby, your success coach, one thing that you can declare this week that you are going to put into action. It can be simple. It can be something that might take 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are willing to spring into action. You are willing to say that I want to feel accomplished. I want to know that I can do things and make things happen for myself. And if that is the case for you, press 1 on your keypad and declare with us today what your goal is this week that you're going to put into action. I want to thank all of you who have called in and who have been listening to the thank everyone for your patience. Apparently we had a technical difficulty, and somehow the show itself cut off, so I apologize about that, but we were still on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and, again, I'm going to go ahead and continue on with what we were talking about. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and again, we were talking about success itself and really making those things happen for yourself that are important this week. Again, I want to encourage everyone to go on womenaboutbiz.com and to review the personal development section on the Women About Biz website. Well, we've come to that time where we will be talking about our inspirational moment, and it's always so important to end the show and to give you something positive that you can think about. I wanted to share with you something from the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, that we are doing with our Women About Biz book club. We have been talking about all of the things that we need to let go of in our lives in order to have a more successful and abundant life. And one of the things the author, Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, recommends to us, which is very true, is he says that we need to win the blame game, okay? We need to win the blame game. You see, when it comes to letting go of things that are not working in our lives, the negative things, we have a tendency to substitute taking responsibility for that. And so regardless of who or what created the circumstances that we're in, from this moment on, we have to determine our own destiny. And so he gives us some really great keys to do that. He says to totally accept who we are and forgive anyone we hold a grudge against. That's so very true. Take responsibility for the choices in our lives from this day forward. That's very important. And we need to live in the present, plan for the future, and accept the past. We need to give up our fears, worries, and anxieties and make it a choice to embrace joy and abundance. You see, we need to focus only on what is about to happen next. We need to focus on our success because that is what we want to happen. I want to thank everybody who came on the show today, who gave us their declaration for putting things into action this week. I want to thank you for your patience for our little technical glitch that just occurred. But I also, most of all, want to thank you for making a commitment to yourself to come on the show every Monday and listen to things that will provide you with resources and things that will enhance your life. Thank you so much. And on behalf of Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz, I want to say have a productive and a successful week. Bye-bye.